You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Back off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena, Jenna.
Morena.
How are you?
Well, I'm seeing the first signs of spring. I think us Aucklanders, you know, it's really, this is a sign of hope.
We have been through the swamp. We need a good summer. That is all I'm saying.
A literal light at the end of the tunnel.
You have brought us a Booker nominee this morning. What are we talking about?
It feels strange because I'm not holding it in my hands. It's all in my brain. But it's a book called In Ascension. It's by Martin McInnes. He's a Scottish author. And he wrote this book by hand.
Oh, wow.
A piece of paper, which when you see how thick it is, it's about 500 pages. That will be...
Wow.
And side note, this was the second book I read... Oh, well, lots of books that I'm reading at the moment or books that are coming out are books that were written in lockdown. And so when you listen to interviews with authors, I finished one yesterday that was exactly the same. They're like, I had the seed in my brain a few years ago and then there was lockdown and then...
Here it happened.
So this is Martin McInnes's third novel and the first I've read of his, and it's written in five parts. And yeah, just long listed for the Booker. Mm-hmm. So there's a main character. Her name is Lee Hassenbach. She's a Dutch marine biologist. Mm-hmm. And she's had a rocky family life, which is explored a little bit in the beginning. But she gets a chance to go on an expedition ship as a crew member, below deck styles working in the kitchen, and accompanying scientists to explore this vent or trench of infinite depth. Ooh. That's found in the Earth's crust.
Wow.
Off the coast of South America. So this is kind of this amazing, quite science-y, but so... You're like, is this actually real? You got to Google it because it's written
literally
like
just as you were saying that, I was like, is it like a science fiction or is it science? Very interesting.
Kind of a bit of both. And so what happens on the expedition and what they find and see, because she happens to be able to be one of the divers through a series of events to dive into this, sets up the relationships that she makes and kind of the scientific discoveries for the rest of the novel and the rest of the parts. So think of the first parts quite underwater, and what they find kind of sets them to go into a space exploration and matching particle things. I'm not a scientist, but there's a lot of science talk, but not in a bad way, and I guess pushing the boundaries of beyond what's possible. So
yeah,
without giving too many spoilers away, she ends up as a researcher in the Mojave Desert working on a really, really top secret project, and her element that she's working on, she's an algae specialist, and what she's doing is growing this algae, which can be made and grown in the conditions of in a spaceship that can be powdered down and be a food that can sustain a crew for a really long amount of time.
Okay.
And then also that what they're also exploring is and researching is the element of astronauts growing this food for themselves being really good for their mental health while in the confines of a spaceship.
Interesting. That sounds so fascinating. I also love how it's got underwater, space and the desert all covered off in one book.
I must say that is a very apt commentary by the author for algae, because algae is the it girl in biology right now.
Is it?
Ooh, it's the it girl. Everyone wants to study algae.
That's cool. Amazing. Obviously, he's got his finger on the pulse of what's going on in the science world right now. Very cool.
Little known to me. But at the same time, because it's kind of... It is a science fiction novel, but not in the traditional sense. Because in the same time, you have this domestic commentary of Lee's work versus her family. She's on this top secret project. She's kind of thinking about a lot of stuff that happened when she was a child with her dad. Her mother is going through dementia symptoms and they kind of need to get her into a home. So there's this push and pull of the immediate and what's really true to her allegiance to your family or allegiance to like science discovery, world changing, universe changing expedition.
Wow.
So there's this push and pull of this insular and expansive domestic and universe constantly throughout the book.
this is all sounding extremely Booker. I'm starting to understand why that's on the Booker list. Yeah.
So Booker. And I just was listening to this interview with Martin McInnes yesterday because it's interesting. He's Scottish, and I know you don't have to write a character from your same experience. She's female, she's Dutch, and he said there's actually this underlying thread, kind of Luminaries-esque, where you would never know, but there's this like whole other thing where she's based on this female explorer from 200 years ago.
Oh, true. Okay.
Which I didn't have a chance to really delve into myself, but I was like, interesting. Also very Booker.
Booker loves layers. The Booker loves global, expansive conversations.
Exactly. So if you like Richard Powers, it's very environmental. It reminded me also a little bit of the part in Cloud Cuckoo Land, which is the constant storyline on the spaceship, and also the biosphere experiment of the 90s. There was a book written about that, where these all these people were put in a simulation of the biodome. But in all of this in a good way. It's 500 pages. It's a slow read, but I don't think in a bad way. It's really like, it's like an unfolding. Like, there's layers to an onion and it all makes sense in the end. I was just reading reviews before I came in and there's a lot of people like, this is so boring. But I really don't want listeners to... If you need a fast-paced novel, it's not for you. But if you want the slow burner, which is ultimately about climate change.
Got you. I was going to ask, but I feel like it was almost implied by everything we've talked about.
Climate change and your place in the world and how people and the environment are 100% connected, and you can't have one without the other. But so if one is not working, it affects the other one. So really highly recommended. This is so going to be on the shortlist. It's just so predictory. But I've only read a couple on the long list, so what do I know?
Is it your personal fave so far from that, or up there, would you say?
From the long list? I actually haven't read that many, because with this year's long list, a lot of them hadn't come out yet, and they're all starting to trickle in now.
Okay.
Into our New Zealand market. So, yeah, I never guess right, and I'm a bookseller, so I'm always wanting the one that no one knows about to win.
Yeah.
Because that, for sales wise, it just means you get a boost on on the books that everyone's like, oh, it's the Booker winner, I'll buy it.
Yeah.
If it's a really popular book, I'm like, no, we've already sold so many of that.
Yeah, when a super famous author wins the Booker, everyone's like, damn, it's unhelpful.
It's like when Catherine Chidji won the New Zealand Book Awards with the X-Men's Carnival, I was like, which is totally deserved.
It's a brilliant book.
But we'd already sold so much. But the best thing was that she had a brand new book come out at the same time. So that worked well for my...
Love it.
My
bookseller
capital
brain.
Yeah. What do you call it? Capitalism brain on books. Yes, so In Ascension, Martin McInnes. It's published by Atlantic. We have it on the shelf at the shop, which is one of the few Booker long lists that we had at the time of announcement. And I think the shortlist comes out in September and the winner is not announced until November.
So oh, wow.
I think...
A lot of time to sit with it.
A lot of time to sit, and you, if you just have to buy them because they may not be here for Christmas because of the announcement coming so late. So you almost have to get them all.
Good thinking.
So you'll have the winner when it's announced.
And then you've got a present for probably everyone you know, at least lined up. I like your thinking there, Jenna. Thank you so much for bringing us this wonderful sounding book this morning.
Yeah, come and get it at time out. Come and see us.
We'll see you soon.
That was Loose Reads.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.